Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why do people want to air their drama on War of the Roses? We have no idea, but boy, are we glad they do. War of the Roses starts right now on KDWB.
As you listen to this War of the Roses, you're going to notice a problem. And I want you to listen, you know, you will anyway. Hopefully that's what you're here for, is to listen on War of the Roses, and you'll see what the problem is going to be. Because I've got a situation with Adam, who's worried that his wife, Kelsey, might be up to something up at the cabin.
Oh.
So, Adam, you're on War of the Roses. Tell us what's going on.
Hey. I mean, I've been married to Kelsey for a while, and, like, you know, I love her to death, but she's a little wild. She's kind of crazy, you know, and she's, you know, we like to do, like, stuff together, but everything's been great, except that, I don't know, I think she's still kind of a freak, you know, and, like, we like to role play, and we watch porn, and, you know, like, I love it, and I'm fine with that, and that's really fun, you know, whatever. But, like, the thing is, so, like, this last weekend, we're at our cabin, like, out at the lake, and there's another couple that we became friends with, right? We were just drinking and tied our boats together, and had a great time. But, you know, like, now, like, she's wearing a bikini, whereas, like, she used to wear a one-piece, and, I mean, don't get me wrong, she looks great, but that's just kind of weird that she would, like, switch with when we start hanging out with these folks.
Okay.
And, like, she seems, like, flirty with, like, both of them. Like, not just the guy, but, like, also the girl. And, like, she's been up there a few times already, like, without me. And I don't know, like, I just can't help but wonder, like, if she's been hooking up with this guy or this guy and his wife?
Okay, all right. Now, I don't mean to laugh at you, but sometimes on War of the Roses, the conclusions that people jump to kind of amaze me a little bit. So let's back up a little bit. So you talk about how she's, I don't know if it was your word or I formed this in my mind, she's always been kind of a freak. And I used to date a freak,
yeah,
and they are hard to keep up with. Mm-hmm. And it turned out she was cheating on me. She was the one who was cheating with the Air Force cadet. And then I found out because, well, it doesn't matter how I found out. But I couldn't keep up with her. And then she, like, went out to a bar and met a guy and a woman and then hooked up with both of them and told me about it later. I couldn't keep up. So she was kind of a freak. And some people are that way. But then she wears the bikini on the boat. You're married to her. If Susan wore a bikini on a boat, I would be happy that she wanted to wear a bikini on the boat. But I would have also brought it up. I would have said, hey, you're wearing a bikini. That's interesting. Why are you wearing a bikini?
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also feel like a lot of people wouldn't want to ask their significant other, because what would they say back to that? Like, I don't know. I just, what, do you not like my body in a bikini? Like, I feel like there'd
be backlash.
No,
I love her in a bikini. She looks great in a bikini. I just thought it was weird that she usually wears a one piece while we're up there. But now that we're hanging out with these people, she changed into a bikini.
Okay, they're swingers. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a pineapple in their cabin window or on their door? Isn't it a pineapple?
I think it's an upside down pineapple.
Upside down pineapple is the symbol of swingers, and I'm kind of joking, but it's possible that these two could have, like, an open marriage, kind of a swinger thing, and maybe. But again, I think you're jumping to conclusions. So I want to ask you another question, Adam. You said that she was flirty right in front of you with him and her. What did you see? What do you mean?
I mean, at one point I look over and, you know, she's like kind of like just leaning into the lap of, you know, of the wife, and, you know, just
wait, that's not,
like,
okay. Wait a second. Let's back, let's leaning into her lap. I mean, describe that a little bit. Was she laying back on the boat seat and leaned into her lap, or did she have her head in her lap? There's going to be, I mean, was she on her knees in front of her leaning into her lap, or what was she doing leaning into her lap?
Leaned backward, you know, like, in a way that, like, she would usually only, like, sit with me.
Okay.
You know, like, kind of like with the other girl's legs were, like, on each side of her, and they were, she was, like, straddling her and leaning up against the back of the boat.
Okay. All right, I kind of gotcha. What about with the guy? You said flirty. I mean, what is she, like, put her... Because you know what? I'm not, and I would never, and Susan's not that. I mean, Susan had a couple of drinks in her. I could see if we went out with, like, you know, I don't know, Joe and Debbie, and Susan got a little flirty and put her arm around Joe, or Debbie put her, I mean, I don't know. So what kind of flirty was she doing with the guy?
Well, I mean, like, she's naturally a little flirty, and I'm all right with that, you know, but she's not as, like, it's not as blatant with the guy. But, you know, she's flirty, but it's the way that she's, like, kind of acts with the both of them. It's just really, I just don't know what's going on. It just seems off. And she's going up there again, and I just, like, I'm just wondering, like, is she hooking up with this guy or both of them? Like, I just want to, I don't know.
So she goes up without you, right? You stay at home, she goes up, and she's been up a few times already. When is she going up again?
She's going up this weekend.
Okay, so you're going to be home. Are you going up with her later? Are you not?
I'm just not going this weekend. I've got work to catch up on. And usually it's no big deal when she goes by herself, but I feel weird about this.
I get it, because things can happen. Okay. There's one problem, though. As we talk to you about this on War of the Roses, we have a couple of ploys that we do. Number one, we call and say, hey, if it's a guy that might be cheating, we say, hey, who do you want to send roses to? And he'll say either his partner's name or the wrong name, busted. If it's a woman that's possibly cheating on her partner, then we call the woman. And instead of roses, we say, hey, we got a couple's outing. Who do you want to go, like, to a pottery class or, you know, an archery class or horseback riding? And the right answer would be your partner. So then we see whether they pick the partner or somebody else. But in this one, I don't really know how we can trap her. Because we can't call her and say, hey, who do you want to send roses to? She's never going to send them to anybody except either you or her mom. She's never going to say, yeah, I know this random couple up by the lake. So that wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. And if we said, hey, we're going to send you to a pottery class or a glass blowing class or whatever, she's never going to say, oh, the couple up at the lake. So how are we going to trap her to incriminate herself if she is up to something she shouldn't be?
This is tough. I don't know.
I might have an idea.
Okay.
I might have an idea, but I have to think about it for a second. So tell you what, we'll take a break. Let me noodle on this idea because it's a little bit tricky. And then I'll tell you about it, see if it works out. We'll come back. We'll try this idea if you think it'll work. And then we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law. So you've given us a challenge here, Adam, but I think I got a way that might work. So hold on. We'll come back and we'll set a trap.
And now, the dramatic conclusion of War of the Roses. Well, a girl can hope. 101.3 KDWB.
A problem on War of the Roses. Now, I'm going to bring you back up to speed here. So there's a guy on the phone. His name is Adam. His wife is Kelsey. Kelsey's always been kind of a player, kind of a freak and whatever. And that's great. And he loves that. But now he worries that she's back to her old ways. Because there's a couple up at the cabin that they go up there and they've been hanging out with this couple for a while and they drink and they put their boats together and they party and they whatever. And last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, a couple of days ago, they were up there and Kelsey decides to go party with this couple and her husband. She's got on a two-piece. And we think that's a little bit weird because she always wears a one-piece. But then she gets all physically flirty, like arms around the guy. Puts her head in the lap of, and I still can't picture your description.
Something about straddling was mentioned at one point, too.
But she's got her head in the lap of the woman part of the couple, and I'm just picturing them all oiled up with sunscreen, and you're watching this going, what's going on? And she is going back up there again on Thursday, and you want to know, is your former freak of a wife hooking up or doing anything? Because things like this happen.
Yeah.
But she should definitely tell Adam about it if she's interested in some sort of a, like a coupling or whatever.
Right.
She should tell him. So the problem is we can't call into a trap like sending roses or going to like a glass blowing, you know, like couples event or dinner, because she would always pick you and not the other couple. But here's the idea. You want to hear my idea?
Okay.
What's the other guy's name?
Mitch.
What if I use my cell phone and I text your wife on my cell phone, but I pretend that I'm Mitch and I've got a new phone? So I say, hey, it's Mitch. I got a new phone. I'm going to see you this weekend. What do you want to do this weekend? And then she'll write back and say, I want to get naked on you and wiggle. Well, now, that's probably not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Don't
because
get ahead of yourself.
Because, well, that's what I mean. She's not going to immediately launch into something sexual. But if we lure her into it, then she might.
Yeah.
But it's she might not text back right away. Let me send the text. So I've got Kelsey's number. I'm going to send her the text right now. How about, hey, it's Mitch. I'm on a new phone. Just wondering what you'd like to do this weekend. Do you want me to send it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sent. Well, we're not going to wait live, because how long does she text back pretty quickly, normally?
Sometimes. It depends.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to wait and see whether she texts back right away. Hopefully, she'll text back in the next couple of minutes, because if she's a three-hour text return kind
of
a person,
me.
I ain't waiting around. Is that you?
Sometimes. It depends on how important the conversation is. But yeah, I can take quite a while to respond.
Hey, Adam, if you don't mind, we got some other work to do. We can sit here for a minute, wait till she texts back, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, about 5.5 minutes later, I got a text return. You want to hear it?
Yeah, okay.
She wrote back, I'm down for whatever. Let's do the lake and have some drinks. And when it's time to head in, I can grill. So she's definitely planning on hanging out with this other couple.
But that seems normal. Because
it's totally
normal,
yeah.
With a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so then I got to write back something that maybe, what would he respond with? Do you want to stay with us? Do you want me to write back? Do you want to stay with us? Because that is giving her an invitation to spend the night at their cabin. Or you got something else?
Okay.
I mean, Jenny, if you got something else, I mean, this is just my idea. Do you want to stay with us? Would that be something that would make her go, are you kidding me? Of course not. Or do you think she'd be like, okay. Have you ever stayed over there at their cabin before?
No, we have our own cabin. That would be really weird if she... I would feel like if they invited her to stay, especially without me, like she would tell me. Like, I would hope she wouldn't go over there. Like, that wouldn't make any sense.
Well, then I need to send it.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to stay with us? ? Sent. Okay, she texted back. Are you ready? That only took a minute because now she's engaged and she knows we're texting. Here's what she said. Duh.
Okay.
Duh. D-U-H. Duh. I'm counting on it. And?
What?
Yeah. I'm counting on it. I want you to be ready for this one. She put the peach emoji and the lips emoji.
What the hell?
What is that? I mean, that is not innocent. The peach emoji and the lips emoji.
That's a little bit too far for just a couple friends at the cabin texting each other.
Oh, my God.
Could it be harmless, though? Oh, wait. She just texted again. Who is Jana is the other woman?
That's the dude's wife.
She just wrote something about Jana.
What'd she say?
Jana tastes like candy.
Holy s***. I freaking knew it.
Before, here's what we can do. I can call her. I know she's got her phone in her hand. We can call her right now and let her know what's going on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Kelsey. Hey, it's Dave Ryan over at KDWB Radio. I don't know if you listen to our show or not, but how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, wow. I've got to admit something. First of all, I know. Why are we calling? I want to let you know that there's nobody's in the hospital. You didn't win anything. But I have some interesting news. I've got your husband, Adam, on the phone with me. And,
okay, hi. And, hi, babe.
Yeah, hi, Kelsey.
That was us texting you. That was us texting you in the last 15 minutes or so. That was us texting you pretending to be Mitch.
Yeah, it's not a happy voice. What the f***, Kelsey?
I want to give you a chance to kind of gather your thoughts here, because I know it's a shock, but say basically Adam was like weirded out by the last week into the lake because there was a lot of flirting with you and the other couple and Mitch and Jana, and he was worried that maybe you were going up there to hook up, and then I sent you those text messages that's from my own phone pretending to be Mitch. I mean, you said, I'm counting on spending the night, peach emoji, lips emoji, and then you said,
Kelsey, well, you said that Jana tastes like candy. What the hell does that mean?
It means what it sounds like. It's just like.
What are you doing?
I mean, I was thinking this was something we could do together. Like, I was.
You're not going to talk to me about it? You're not going to tell me anything? No, come on. No, like.
They want to party with both of us. And, like, you know, this is what I'm into. Like, this is, like, babe, this is what we, like, role play. And, like, the.
No,
like,
this is
what kind
crazy.
Of porn
no.
I like. And.
I just don't get it. I married you.
Babe, and I want to. I mean. Don't you want?
I
want to
be with you. I didn't sign up for an open marriage or like to be a. I'm not. I didn't want to be a swinger. I'm not in. Well, I don't like this at all.
I mean, I did think this was like something we could kind of explore together. But I mean, if you're not into it, I can't. I mean, like, I can't force you. To be into it, so.
This is not the relationship I want.
This is the most unusual War of the Roses maybe ever. This text says, I've been a listener for 24 years, best War of the Roses ever. That's a text at KDWB1. Another one, this is an interesting War of the Roses, 9 out of 10 stars.
Someone said, I have been a listener for 24 years, best War of the Roses ever.
Yeah, that definitely different. Definitely different. I never thought we'd be able to text. The funny thing is, when we did the text, we didn't know whether she was going to be like text back like that afternoon.
Right.
And she texted back, what, about 6 or 7 minutes later,
yeah,
something
didn't take
like
too
that?
Long.
And then once we started the dialogue, wow. We can be pretty sneaky. By the way, I got last day of school and school shout outs coming up in a few minutes here. But I got Jonathan Fogel on the phone to get his feedback. Good morning, counselor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing okay. A little shaken by the whole War of the Roses. It was a little bit different, a little bit weird, but you know, it worked out. And
yeah,
now
well,
they've got a whole new.
Not so much for the guy here.
Not so much
now.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because you could say, yes, she has been cheating.
Yeah.
But she wants to bring him into the whole picture. And he is.
Maybe it was an innocent type of cheating. Like, hey, I'm cheating, but I wanted you to be a part of the cheating.
I don't know how many people would buy that. Like, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, I was cheating, but I was going to tell you about it.
as soon as you found out, I was going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, right, when you found out. So Jonathan Fogel is a family attorney. We've had him on the show for a couple of years to kind of analyze War of the Roses, to give you some advice. What his takeaway is that if you're going through a divorce, may go through a divorce, custody, payment, all of those different things, visitation, he can help you out. So let's get started. What did you think of this week's War of the Roses?
Well, the main thing was the cabin, right? That's kind of what jumped out at me, right? And so I had a case where a husband thought his wife was having an affair. And so what he did, he put hidden cameras in their cabin because the wife was saying she was going to go up to the cabin with a bunch of girlfriends. And so he put some hidden cameras in there, and he found that instead of bringing some girlfriends to the cabin, she brought a man to the cabin, and he drove to the cabin and confronted them at that
time. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, awkward and frightening and horrible and sad.
Yeah.
Do you think in your experience, Jonathan, and I've wondered about something, when somebody cheats, is it a surprise to the other person, or is it like, I knew something was up, they've been distant? Or is it like, we had the best marriage, the best relationship, and I thought we were soulmates, and they were the one, and we've been together for 10 years, and she loved me so much, and then all of a sudden I found out that she wasn't in Duluth, she was spending the weekend. You know what? I mean, is it a shock most of the time, or do people see it coming?
I kind of have a theory, right? I think that there are certain situations where it's a complete shock. But I analogize it, I guess, to getting fired from a job, right? Most people who get fired, they kind of know it's coming, right? Unless they're completely oblivious, right? They know that their work is not the greatest or the company not doing well, whatever. Same thing, I think, with relationships. I think most of the time, if you really dug deep, they'd probably say that they recognize some sort of signs. But the sad thing is there are times where it completely comes out.
And that's got to be the worst. I mean, because it doesn't come on a little bit at a time. It's like slam, like a punch in the gut. Well, let's talk about the cabin, because you said cabins are a big part of divorces in Minnesota.
Yeah, clearly, right? A lot of people have cabins, and so it becomes very emotional, right? Who gets the cabin, what the cabin might be worth. And the biggest thing that I see is when there might be some non-marital interest in a cabin. For example, people could be married for quite a while, and when they're getting divorced, there's just a lot of emotional attachment to the cabin, memories, things like that.
Yep.
And they think, oh, well, we're going to split the equity, or I'm going to get the cabin. And what they learn when they come and see me or another attorney is that the other person may have a non-marital interest, meaning that maybe they had the cabin in their family for a long time, or maybe the money that came to buy the cabin came from their non-marital interest. And so the person who wants the cabin doesn't have any interest in it at all because of the law in Minnesota. And so those are things that when you don't think about when you're getting married. You don't think about when you're happy and things are going well.
Yep.
But suddenly a divorce comes, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You mean that cabin that we've just spent the last 10 years at? I don't get any money from that cabin, or that cabin all goes to the other person? That can be really devastating.
Find out more if you got a cabin and you're getting a divorce, or you want to ask about custody or visitation, anything with family law. Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law can help you out. Go to FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L. Have you got another minute, Jonathan? I got an email from Sophie. She doesn't say how old she is, but she says, I'm a young girl. I got a favor to ask. I'm a girl, fairly young, but not too young, so I'm not sure what that means. Probably a teenager. In your next War of the Roses episode, when you talk to Jonathan Fogel, could you please tell him there's a girl named Sophie in Minnesota who wants to be a family lawyer? I would be so happy to hear that. I'm a huge fan of War of the Roses, and I listen to every single episode. Thank you so, so much. Your biggest fan. Jonathan, you got a fan. Sophie, any words of advice you want to give to teenage Sophie who wants to become a family attorney?
Yeah, I would say I think that's a great idea and a great job. Definitely, if she wanted to even get a hold of me, I've mentored a lot of students and talked to them about what the path might be. So she could certainly get a hold of me if she wants. But, you know, best thing is, do well in school and get good grades so you can get into law school. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Jonathan, thanks for being on. And you can find him online, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you so much. My one fan. I'm so excited.
You got one after all these years. Have a good one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.